الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومولاه. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we'll be talking about an honorable Imam and a righteous scholar of Islam. We will be talking about Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy and blessings upon him. He was born in Rabi'un al-Awwal in the year 164 after the Hijrah, immigration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Ahmad started acquiring the knowledge about religion in the year 179 after the Hijrah. He was a great scholar in Hadith and its rules. He was also a great model in fearing Allah, acquiring the Islamic knowledge while deserting the worldly pleasures. Ibrahim al-Harbi said, "I have never seen like Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He was given every type of knowledge. He used to give the correct judgment, never issuing a false one." Among the prominent features of the life of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him, was his adherence to the Islamic creed, methodology of the Quran, the prophetic traditions, Sunnah, and the practices of the Muslim elites of the first three centuries after immigration, which they are known as As-Salaf. Imam Ahmad, a diligent follower of their methodology, held tight to matters ascertaining that Allah Ta'ala is one and is clear of all imperfection. Such imperfections include having a body, a place, a direction, moving and being still. Also, the elite scholar, the Imam and Hafiz Ibn al-Jawzi al-Hanbali, in his book Daf'u Shubah al-Tashbih, meaning rebuting the false premise of likening Allah to the creation, cleared the people of Ahl Sunnah in general and Imam Ahmad in particular from any association with Al-Mujassima, the exponents of the false ideology of likening Allah to his creation. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi al-Hanbali notes, "Never did Ahmad attribute a direction to Allah the Exalted." Moreover, Imams Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi, Al-Qarafi, and Mulla Ali al-Qari, as well as Shaykh Ibn Hajar al-Haytami, and Muhammad Zahid al-Kawthari, and others relayed from the leaders of the four schools of Islamic teachings, Al-Shafi'i, Malik, Ahmad, and Abu Hanifa, may Allah accept their deeds, the ruling of blasphemy concerning those who attribute to Allah the Exalted a direction or a body. Imam Ahmad also used to seek the blessings from the lyrics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Evidence to support this fact is present in the statement of Al-Dhahabi, "How dare some arrogant speaker deny Imam Ahmad that practice?" In addition, it has been confirmed that Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, asked him about the judgment concerning two practices which are done with the intent to seek blessings from the lyrics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam: wiping one's hand on the rummana which was a round part of the pulpit where the Prophet used to rest his hand on, and wiping one's hand on the chamber of the Prophet, Hujrat al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In response to both practices, Imam Ahmad ruled, I do not see any premise for objection. As well, Al-Buhuti and Al-Mirdawi, both from the school of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and others, relayed that Imam Ahmad said in his book Al-Mansak, it is a rewarding deed for the one who supplicates to Allah for rain to ask Allah by the virtue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hence making tawassul. Ibn al-Jawzi al-Hanbali, one of the authorities in the school of Imam Ahmad, related that Imam Ahmad assigned specific correct meanings to the mutashabih ayahs, al-mutashabihat, which could linguistically hold more than one meaning. He also said, this is evidence that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal did not believe that the ayah وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ means movement from one place to another. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi also said, it is not possible that Allah Ta'ala moves, yet the Mushabbiha, those are the ones who liken Allah to the creation, insist on isolating the ayah from its religious context and falsely derive for it the false literal meaning, your Lord comes, that is, from one place to another. Moreover, it was related that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal explained this ayah as an indication of the power of Allah has come. In his book, Manaqib Ahmad, the Hafiz Imam al-Bayhaqi established that the chain sanad of narrators is authentic as sahih. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal died in Rabi'un al-Akhir in the year 241 after the Hijrah, of 77 years old, leaving a great set of beneficial books to this nation. It was narrated that 800,000 men, 60,000 women attended his funeral, with 20,000 of the non-believers embracing Islam in the event. In the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who follow the guidance of the Prophet, and we ask Allah ta'ala to assemble us with Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal under the banner of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen.